7:49. Good morning. This is Wayne Trout in the 58 WDBO Information Center. Coming up in the 7:50 Total News Roundup, we'll update you on the signing of the recession relief bill, and the South is still reeling from the incredible spring storm. CBS has these stories at 8. Well, the revolving door at the Environmental Protection Agency is still spinning. President Reagan has reportedly asked for and received the resignations of three of the agency's top officials. Susan Assad has copped a manslaughter plea in the death of her five-year-old daughter last year in Altamont Springs. Her boyfriend still faces first-degree murder charges. WDBO News Time coming up on 6:48. And those storms that ripped their way through central Florida yesterday caused heavy damage over on the coast. Brevard was the hardest hit, with almost $9 million in damage there alone. It's Chief Meteorologist Earl Finkel with the WDBO Radar Weather Watch. And anything on the radar today, Earl?
Okay, Earl, remember it's Friday. Current WDBO temperature is 43 degrees.
Our city is down the list of communities with the best business climate in the state. Tom Lehrer will report at the top of the hour. This is Wayne Trout in the WDBO Information Center.